So I had this dream.
Waka waka doo doo, yeah.
I had this dream.
What?
I haven't told you I was dream last night. I had this dream that Charlie. That's really weird.
Charlie McKeever?
Yes. Charles.
Chaz.
Chaz shows up and the he's got like he's standing on stilts. And he's got these big long pants on with suspenders. And he's got long hippie hair. Uh-huh. And he had suspenders, but with like the black stripes, sure looked like he was just like a mime, but he didn't have the white face. And he was standing, I was very odd. That was it.
That was it. The whole thing was just standing there.
Yeah. It was very strange.
Waving at you.
Was that saying something? That maybe there's like some kind of reconciliation coming?
I hope so.
Is that what that is?
We'll be praying for it.
The Lord is telling me to, I don't know. Don't get on stilts.
Don't know.
Huh. Well, you're the one who interprets dreams. Thought you'd know.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
And on today's show, we have lots of your calls and dream interpretations. That's right, I will be interpreting dreams for Nickel on today's call. Show. So in Faith's dream, wait till she finished drinking.
Yeah.
In Faith's dream, she sees Charlie as a really tall mime guy.
Is that how I picture him?
And that's my interpretation.
Okay.
Of the dream.
Boy, you're good.
I know.
I never would have figured that out.
It's because I'm a genius.
You are. Did you put your podcast genius picture out there for the world to see? Did you put that picture out
there? Yeah, it's on Facebook.
Your podcast genius?
Yes. It's out there on Facebook.
Scary.
Also, pictures of Briley are out there, too.
This message is for the food Nazis.
Just because there are rules, don't make us the food Nazis.
Who apparently think that they can tell everyone, especially... the princess.
We can tell. We're not giving out orders. We're just telling you the proper way to do things. You can do whatever you want. We're just telling you the proper way.
Test their Faith, who thinks she can tell everyone what to do and how to eat their food.
Oh. I'm not telling you what to do or how to eat your
food.
We're telling you the proper way.
Is that what I think?
Is it okay to put ketchup on a Boca burger? I mean, because technically, you know,
it's not okay to eat a Boca burger.
Well, we used to eat them all the time.
And they were nasty.
No, they weren't bad.
Still, it's a vegetable, so can you put ketchup on that?
Yes, you may,
yes,
sir.
Yes, you may. And, you can do whatever you need to do to choke that puppy down. Grease that puppy down with heroin if that's what you got to do.
Yes, I put ketchup on my hamburgers, and I eat my fries with mayo.
Ooh, yum. That's good.
That is, first of all, that's socialistic, because I do that in Europe. And it's it's wrong, because you need to stay away from the white, okay? Because mayonnaise goes with cold meats. Mustard goes with warm meats. That's pretty much the rule. Ketchup goes with no meats. If you've got red stuff on your meat, you need to cook it more.
Mm-hmm.
So, go figure, but I'm from Germany.
You're not from Germany, just because you were born there for like a day. Well, I'm from Europe. I'm a European and all doity-oity and stuff. I knew that because I have Europe. What is European design anyway? This dude, so we were over by the Galleria.
Uh-huh.
We were returning some things. And
that's what I do.
Because that's what Faith does. She goes shopping, and then we have return day. So we can have food. So we were returning some things, and And I noticed there's these two buildings over there by the container. We're at the container store. And there's these two buildings over there that say new European custom designs furniture store. And then this other one says,
by Crate and Barrel?
Yeah. Well, it's over there by Container Store, Crate and Barrel. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's over there. And then the other one said something about, I don't know what it, but it said European design. And it was like all this, you know, fun, funky modern furniture. But why is that European? Why is that specifically European?
Because Scandinavian furniture is very minimalistic.
So?
You know, thus IKEA.
Americans can't design modern furniture?
Well, they can, but I mean, it's kind of a trademark of Scandinavian furniture. Okay. Like IKEA, you know, is real kind of minimal.
Well, that makes sense because John's from Europe and he's minimal. Sorry, John.
I'm weird.
And he's weird.
And he confesses it that he's weird.
Yeah.
Without mayo on it is like, I don't know. It's like,
gross.
Dallas not scoring a touchdown in a football game.
Oh, like
we did score a touchdown. Thank you.
But they did. They did eventually score once.
Yeah,
didn't
once. I think they gave us one.
Yeah.
They said
they felt bad.
Yeah, they did. They felt bad. They put all their third stringers in, and we were able to score one.
See, the Packers are like that. You know, they're just really good hearted, aren't they? They thought we can't let them completely lose.
No, they're not really. They got tired is what happened. It's like, hey, let's take a break.
Poor the beaten. I saw that game. That was such a beating.
It was a beating.
Anyway, hope you're enjoying the NFL.
Today's game was better because it was a defensive game, which is not all that fun to watch, okay, mm-hmm. to be quite honest. But it wasn't as just sloppy, horrible as that game was. I mean, this game was it was pretty good, I mean, defensively. And then at the end, we finally pulled it together and strung a really good drive. I don't know why he didn't play that way the rest of the game. He played like a Super Bowl MVP for like one series of, you know, one possession and just marched all the way down the field from the 5-yard line all the way down and scored a touchdown. I'm like, well, why did you do that 10 times today instead of once?
I mean, I don't really have much to say.
Is this about football?
I don't know.
I didn't think we don't really have a lot of fans that like football. We have a few, but not a lot. I think that's a very good thing to talk about.
Hey, because my Super Bowl Giants aren't doing that great this year.
I said fans. I meant friends. I'm thinking of fans because of the Cowboys. I'm a fan of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I don't have fans. I have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have John.
Hopefully they'll turn the corner. And when they play the Cowgirls, they'll smash them into the
AstroTurf. Somebody's got to keep you accountable.
Bye.
Bye.
He called them the Cowgirls. Were you just going to let that go? Just let that slide?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but Roma's so cute. He's just so cute. He was a picture. He's a little kid. He is.
Quarterbacks are supposed to be cute. They're supposed to be tough.
He's just cute.
More from the Wilkerson.
Hey, and since we're talking about condiments here, I like, when I have a corn dog, I like to take some ketchup and some mayo.
A corn dog is a hot meat, thereby mustard.
Mustard, yes.
Mustard. The only acceptable condiment for a corn dog is mustard. And I can say something about that because they were made in Texas. They're from the state fair.
Mayo and mix.
That's where they came from.
He puts mayo on it. That's disgusting.
Mayo and mustard. And, mayo and
put that on my
ketchup.
Put that on my corn dog.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
No.
I know right now you're probably
That's
going,
gross.
I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit there.
I'm like freaking out over it because it's only supposed to have mustard. Something stupid like that is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you know, I know you're the food Nazis and all that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to abide by what you say. Some of us have to fight the power.
You know, if we were having lobster, I might listen to what you had to say. Okay. Or clam chowder. I might listen to what condiment goes with clam chowder. I might listen to what you had to say about that. Or
you don't have a condiment with clam chowder because it's soup.
Or New York pizza. Please don't pop your peas into the microphone.
And you don't have a condiment with pizza either.
Sure you do.
Especially Chicago deep dish pizza.
Well, he's not from Chicago. He's from New York. So they have New York pizza.
Okay. Well, that's New York style. Then you dip it in ranch.
I would listen to him, though, if he was telling me that. Mm-hmm. But he's talking about a Texas food. He doesn't have any right to talk about.
Oh, is that it?
That's what it is.
You've decided that?
That's all. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good to know.
You know what's really good on pizza?
What?
Tabasco.
Mm-hmm.
Pepperoni pizza with Tabasco sauce on it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like pizza in taco pizza.
taco pizza.
That's my favorite.
That's just a, that's, you know what? That's a bad mixture of two foods.
You like it. You eat it. Like, you always ask. When I go in there, we go to Pizza Inn, and he goes,
it's not
and
taco.
And he goes, I got your taco going. It's he not, knows. He always really makes me taco pizza.
And it's not really pizza.
It is both those things. No, and it's you not eat it. And so don't make fun of it because you eat it.
I can make fun of it. I want to.
This is Uncle Lewis. Calling in with my daily report.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Uncle Lewis from the hospital. The Emperor.
Is he going to give her his report? Why'd you stop him? He was Kansas. Giving his report. I was waiting.
Wednesday, November, ? I'm doing quite a bit better. The
Yay.
Nurse had me out walking around this morning.
Good.
Yay.
And I hope to get home soon.
Me too.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
And happy you Wednesday.
Happy what?
Happy Wednesday, Rue.
No, it's not Wednesday.
No, it's Monday. You know what?
What?
So we were at Brad's mom and dad yesterday, and Carrie and Jen, Brad's brother and my sister-in-law, yes. came home from the hospital.
Yes.
Yesterday with Briley.
Yes.
And she's just, it'll be a teeny tiny little baby. And so she came, they came in, and we were all visiting, and she was fussing, and so Brad was all upset because they'd put her back in the car seat. And so he picked her up and he put her on the couch and he swallowed her because he is a
swallower?
Professional swaddler.
Swaddled her. You said swallowed her.
I did?
Yes.
Oh, he swaddled her.
What condiment you use with babies? yeah.
He swaddled her and he's a professional swaddler. He's very good at it. He got her all swaddled real tight, and then he sat down on the couch, and he's so cute. I thought, I'm going to have another baby.
Oh, brother. Here we go. Sleepless nights, here I come.
And he sat there looking at that baby, and then he told me later, he says, yeah, but it was so much better. Because yes. I didn't have all the responsibility of worrying about whether this child was going to fall, or what's that sound? What she made? Is she breathing? Is that okay? What is that? Everything.
Holding my brother's baby?
There was no
baby?
Panic. It was just calm and peaceful. She's so cute. She's on my finger.
Holding my brother's baby was much less stressful than holding my own baby.
Yeah, yeah. Pure, it wasn't for me.
Pure joy.
I loved it. I love babies.
Yeah, Space Turtle. Lady.
Space Turtle!
Everyone listening, I just want to let you know you can all go to my wife's blog at Connected to Christ. That's connected, the number two, Christ.com/theblog, or there's a link to the blog on the front page of Connected to Christ. And she's got a lot of holiday giveaways. You can win neat stuff.
Faith likes holiday giveaways.
Yes, sir.
Even one for some expensive pearls. So,
Faith likes pearls.
Did he say turtles?
Pearls.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, do that.
Did you see Marsha's necklace today in Sunday school? Isn't it pretty?
I've got a review of Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings for the Wii. And if you go take a gander at that.
I didn't realize this is a new movie.
No, for the Wii.
I thought you said we went and saw the new movie.
No. I have a new review.
For we.
For the we.
For us. I thought he meant the collective
no,
we.
No, for the we.
The royal
the
we.
The game.
There's a game called we?
You'll know how I like the game or not. And if you leave a comment, you get an extra entry into any giveaways. So that you and your listeners would like to give that a go. That's cool stuff. That you might want to try to win. So it's connectedtochrist.com/theblog. And, of course, there's all kinds of other cool stuff, like pictures of me and my daughter and my wife. So you can know what we look like and track us down and give us candy. So
is that what people are going to do?
That's what people do.
Probably right now. All right, bye.
Most stalkers,
they're going to give him candy.
Their intent is to give you candy.
Yep.
That's pretty much
it. I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat the candy. Don't eat the candy.
Don't eat the candy.
Speaking of
the,
I believe Helen gave the zero a two.
What are you going to do?
The zero is way better than a Milky Way. I don't even like Milky Ways.
She does.
I took a bite and I was like, I forgot I didn't like these.
Ugh. She gave it a seven or something.
I know. Yeah. What's that about?
Hey, Brad, it's John again, Food Nazi. I just wanted to mention that I actually have gotten hate mail on my podcast. I had someone email me one time and say that I should not mention the name of Jesus alongside the word geek at the same time. And they wrote this long, long tirade of a...
Don't tell him that that was me, okay?
Oh, okay.
Email, and after I finished reading it, man, I just deleted it, you know, because it's not even worth my time to respond to somebody like that. Anyway, that's all.
That's
bye,
funny.
Food Nazis.
Bye.
Is that our new name? We're the Food Nazis?
Food
Is that
Nazis?
It?
I don't know. I think we're the Jesus Nazis.
The squirrel Nazis?
The Jesus Nazis. We should start a new podcast called the Jesus Nazis.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, no.
We could probably get some hate mail.
I don't want to be associated.
If we did.
To Nazi.
Putting those two words so close together.
Mm-hmm. No, no. No, thank you.
No? John would listen to it.
Yeah.
Because he would have to see what we were going to talk about.
He couldn't stand it.
I don't like us being referred to as Nazis at all.
Mm-mm. It's not a good thing.
They were, for the most part, they were atheists. where they weren't involved in the occult, that is. If some of them were involved in the occult, most of them were atheistic. In their beliefs, they were also, they didn't believe in the sanctity of life. They believed in the Superman of Nietzsche. They,
Darwin, and
there was also a fanatical worship of a single charismatic leader. Reminds me of something.
That's interesting.
There was also
a type of something.
Yeah, something. And so just in general, just
don't want to be associated with them.
No,
no, no.
And I don't, I'm not kicking in anybody's doors or preaching that the Jews don't know what kind of condiments to use. I'm doing none of those things. Putting anybody who doesn't use the right condiments in concentration camps, you know, nothing like that. So, I think we're more of the keeper of the food rules, okay? And if you would like to make some kind of historical reference to that, maybe you could say, like, the framers of the Constitution, like George Jefferson. Maybe we're the George Jeffersons. George Jefferson?
The food Jeffersons?
The George Jeffersons of food.
George Jefferson?
Yeah, well, I was wondering how long it was going to take you. People were going to think I...
I'm sorry, I was half
You're
listening.
Not on the ball there.
I was half listening.
You're half listening. It's your show.
I was thinking about.
You can't half listen to your own show. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Hello. I'm sorry. Can you be in the moment? Breathe in the now. Breathe in the now. Let's all be Oprah and breathe.
I'm not.
In the
I'm
now.
Not supposed to live in the moment.
This message is for mein Führer. And I'm about to have a bratwurst.
Didn't we just talk about this?
We did. Leave
mit
it to
sauerkraut.
John.
And I want to know what I need to eat with it, because only the food Nazi can tell me what to eat. I am totally dedicated to mein Führer. I am Brad.
Gosh. How abrasive. Well, you'd expect that from somebody who put the word Jesus and geek so close together.
There you go.
You know, speaking of bratwurst, you had bratwurst for your birthday because you like bratwurst.
No, I didn't have bratwurst, but
yes,
that's okay.
You did have bratwurst.
Okay.
It said bratwurst on the package.
But it wasn't bratwurst.
It was not the kind you normally get, but it was bratwurst.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point is that I know that the traditional thing you put on bratwurst is sauerkraut.
But I don't like sauerkraut.
However, that is nasty.
It is nasty.
And I thought, you know, and then I was watching Elton Brown the other day on the Good Eats.
Yeah, and he showed
and
how
I
you
thought,
make it.
And I thought, hey, he's talking about sauerkraut. Maybe I'll appreciate sauerkraut. Maybe as my taste mature, I should try it again.
Yeah,
because I haven't tried it since I was a kid, you know. And I said, maybe I'll try it again. And this ought to be interesting, how to make your own sauerkraut and what's, you know, how, what is it and all this kind of stuff. You know what it is? It's rotten cabbage.
It is. It's rotten. He did. He, like, put it all in this thing and he put it in a container and he stuck it in the cabinet for 2 weeks. No, a month.
Yeah, it was like a month.
4 weeks. And then the hand stuck it back out to him, and it was disgusting.
And then you check it for slime.
Yeah.
And you just pour the slime off and put it back in the cabinet.
For like another eternity, and then you eat it.
I hate sauerkraut.
It was disgusting.
Waka waka doo doo. Yeah. So I put mustard and relish on my bratwurst. I'm not saying that's the proper way to eat a bratwurst because I didn't invent the bratwurst.
I actually, just so y'all know, put ketchup on my bratwurst sometimes. Look, you should see his face. I do. And I put ketchup on my hand.
Judas!
And I put ketchup on my hamburger sometimes.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, when I feel like it. But normally I don't put much of anything on my hamburger.
So even though Faith breaks the rules, mm-hmm. I'm just saying these are the rules. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live by the rules. You're free to do whatever you want. You live in America.
Sort of.
You can eat a Boca burger if you want to.
Boca.
It's disgusting. I don't even know what a Boca is, but I sure really wouldn't grind one up and eat a burger.
So I remember when I was a kid and we used to travel.
Didn't John have his own show?
Trail and I was in my the covered wagon. All we had to play with was air. You know, and I used to do all kinds of cool things. You know, I used to like make air snowmen and make air. Well, they weren't airplanes yet. Make
airplanes. That's a true geek right there, trying to describe the Old West. I used to like envision an air calculator by TI, and do math in the air.
Air care horses and
make air biscuits.
You know, yeah, I had air. That's what I played with. I played with air when I was
cut the air.
I was a kid on the long trip along the Oregon Trail. And oh, by the way, this is just a tip to all the people who are calling in. If you don't want to hear,
he's never been to Oregon.
Brad's "That's Not Sexy" voice or whatever. If you just hit pound as the message starts playing, then it'll like give you the beep and you can start leaving your message. So there you go. That's all. Bye.
By the way, that works for the Jesus Geek Show too. By the way, whenever it comes on your iPod, just hit pound or pound your iPod until it stops playing. That's what I always do.
Yes, hello, this is Brad's butt. Would you please stop sitting?
What is going on with this guy? What did he take this morning? What did he have on his Fruit Loops?
Sitting on me? Okay, thanks. Bye.
My butt is perfectly happy with the weight that it is currently resting upon it.
Oh, boy.
You can ask it. Go ahead. I dare you.
Wait, how you feeling over there?
See, I told you.
Yeah, this message is actually for Chris Martinez.
Oh, pardon me. Again with the whole thing. It's anyway, like Grand Central Station.
I'm here in the hospital, as you know.
You know, he has his own show. Call in and leave him his own message.
And when my blood pressure gets over 200, it kind of hurts. And the strongest thing they'll give me around here is Tylenol.
Ooh,
so,
that's not
Chris,
good.
I was wondering if I could borrow some painkillers. Okay, bye.
Bye. Somebody send Uncle Lewis some painkillers.
Whew. Pray for his blood pressure. Okay. Wow.
That's bad. Last call of the day.
Here, Space Relay, it's me again. Just called to
I'm not going to accept a call from you if you're going to mail it in. Yeah, Space Turtle. What? We'll mail in that? Come on. Be proud of who you are. We love who you are, even though you're a weird, freaky Space Turtle. Say, yeah, Space Turtle, every time. Come on. Put some oomph in it.
So we got this soda making machine. It's called
you got one of those
soda something.
Yeah,
soda something.
I heard about those.
The name of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Basically, mm-hmm.
I heard about that.
You can make your own soda.
Yeah.
Make your own sodas.
I heard about that because I wondered if it would be interesting if we could do it in such a way that we made it organic instead of having to buy $6 million stevia
can
sodas.
Can we make Dr. Peppers?
Yeah. Which, yeah, but I don't know if you have to use their mixture or whatever. Maybe he'll tell us.
That's pretty good. If you like a lot of soda, I'm pretty sure you can make it more cost-effectively using this.
Does it come with a bottling process?
The carbonation in. My only complaint is it uses all of the flavors we got. My wife's reviewing it, so hey, if you go to her blog, you can find out all about it there. But it all uses Splenda. Well, I don't just like Splenda, and as near as I know, it won't rot your eyeballs or whatever. Just put sugar in it,
Right? Yeah, you could put sugar in it.
Sure. Or stevia. Stevia, so we could use Truvia if we wanted. We could use one of the other ones that...
Yeah, stevia and Truvia are probably better. They're way more expensive. They're probably the best for you. The next is technically Splenda, because it is not because it's that much better for you, but because there's that little percentage of carcinogens per 10,000 or whatever.
It's very small. So but it upsets my stomach if I drink too much of it. Yeah,
it's bad for you, but there's so little of it that there's actually more chlorine in the water than there is, or more chlorine in your drink than there is actually Splenda.
And if you notice that when you eat Splenda or put Splenda in things or whatever, bake with it, and you have stomach issues, it's probably from the Splenda. Brad's dad can't do it.
The next is saccharin. And then the last, the one you want to avoid at all costs and never have in your system is what is aspartame, which is what they make everything out of. And if you read if you research aspartame and, you know, research.
We've done this. Why are you talking FDA, about it again?
Because people don't listen to every show.
Oh, okay.
So that's the one you want to avoid the most.
Run away.
And Diet Coke makes a Splenda product. And Stevia makes a cola, which is like $8 a can.
You can get it at a Whole Foods store. You can get them. No, they're $1 a can, I think. Yeah. Which is pricey.
And they make several flavors. They have a black cherry and whatever. And also Diet Right is made with Splenda, which is made by Dr. Pepper. So.
Yeah. And it doesn't have caffeine.
But other...
And no caffeine, that's right. And also, they also make I don't think they make a root beer, but they make a cream soda as well or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of flavors.
Yeah. Cherry and that kind of thing.
And then there's like Diet. I'm like, you got ones with Splenda, then you got Diet ones with Splenda. It's like, is it more Diet?
Anyway. Well, that's a good question.
That is kind of weird.
Cool. It doesn't use electricity. So, you know, it can take it anywhere. We can actually refill the CO2 right here in town at Camping World and some other stores. Just thought that I'd put that out there if you like to drink soda a lot. But you want to make your own and cost effective, it's pretty cool. Plus, you know, you get to like fill bottles with gas.
No, that's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. All
right. Vios Condios.
Vios Condios. And Vios Condios to my friends as well, because that is the last call for today's show. We hope that you enjoyed your Monday, and it's a short week. It's Thanksgiving
Enjoy
week.
Enjoy your short week.
Be sure that you catch your favorite Peanuts special, Thanksgiving, you know, for Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
We heard the Charlie Brown Christmas song yesterday morning when I was working out.
I've got to get that album out and put it on my iPod. So.
I'm very excited about that.
I like the whole album.
They've already started Christmas on XM, and they've started 103.7 in Dallas has started Christmas already. Okay. Normally it starts, you know, Thanksgiving Day, but it started like a month early, apparently.
It started earlier every year.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
It's okay.
I'm sad that we're losing Thanksgiving to Christmas. Mm-hmm. Sort of like, not really, but I mean, some of its distinctiveness is taken away because everybody's focused on Christmas so much.
Right.
That's okay as long as we continue to go with this, and it also takes over Halloween.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.